Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 18th. These are today's vital statistics. Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County, died Monday, August 10th at his home. A celebration of life will be held today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military honors to be provided by the Viola American Legion, post 447. Visitation will be held today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 4 p.m. until the time of service at 6 p.m. Memorials in Ray's name can be directed to the Viola Fire Department, Kickapoo Rescue Squad, or Viola American Legion, post 447. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ray is survived by his wife Susan, daughter Tina Ray Bass Moore, sons Ricky Bass and Stephen and Kelly Bass, many other relatives and friends. Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock, died August 8th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, August 20th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, immediately followed by a luncheon at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort from 12 noon until 2 p.m. with burial at 2:30 p.m. in the St. Killian's Cemetery. Visitation will be held Wednesday, August 19th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, and again Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Eileen is survived by five children, Luann and Steve Greenhack, Randall and Darla Christian Eberly, Joellen Frawley and partner Jim, Diane Lombardo and Angela and Joe Droll, brothers Clarence and Erlinda Hegg and Dick and Pam Hegg, sisters Harriet Torgerson and Joe Gruber, 15 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other friends and relatives. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville, died Sunday morning, August 16th, at the Senior Life Center in Reedsburg. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. on Friday, August 21st, at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Interment will be in St. Peter's Cemetery. There will be a visitation Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. until 11:15 a.m. at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Peter's Lutheran Church would be appreciated. The Farber Funeral Home is serving the family. Isabel is survived by three children, Daniel and Cynthia Reimer, Jane and Kurt Muko, Gary and Pamela Reimer, sister Jean and Steve Friday, sister-in-law Nancy Reimer, five grandchildren, one step-granddaughter, seven great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville. Gary Lee Hagar, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca, died Thursday, June 18th at Sage Meadows in Middleton. A celebration of life will be held Friday, August 21st at 1:30 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Visitation will be held Friday, August 21st at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12:30 p.m. until the time of service at 1:30 p.m. Military rites will be provided. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Gary is survived by his siblings, Karen and Bill Doolin, Marcia and Sigurd Chesselston, and Glenn and Rusty Hager. Gary Lee Hager, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca, died August 13th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 21st at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery with military graveside rites to be conducted by the Avoca American Legion, post 335. Visitation will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church Friday, August 21st from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 1 p.m. Memorials may be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry, or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Richard is survived by his six children, Debbie and Jim Patch, David and Terry Olson, Tom and Lori Olson, Lori and Mike Pink, Terry and Russell Zing Olson, and Steve Olson, brother Dwayne and Karen Olson, sister Joan and Danny Crows, sister-in-law Mildred Olson, brother-in-law Gary Putman, 14 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, July 29th. A visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 until 1. Military rites will be held at 1 p.m. A celebration of life lunch will follow at Turbo's. A private family burial will be held in the West Fork Cemetery at a later date. Stephen Shell is survived by his parents, Marty and Marie Shell, and Sandra and Alan Madison. Siblings Jamie Shell, Jeff and Dana Shell, Trish and Bailey Shell, Cody Chris, Ryan and Sarah Madison, Aaron and Abby Madison, grandmothers Pat Shell and Marilyn Meeker, along with many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, friends and loved ones, Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham, died Friday, August 14th at home. Funeral services will be held Sunday, August 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery, with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 23rd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12 noon until the time of service at 1 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Albert is survived by his three children, Mitzi and Paul Rosazewski, Chip Grell of Gotham, and Dawn Eno, sister-in-law Sharon Kramer, six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly July 27th in North Carolina. A celebration of life party will be held August 23rd at the Lone Rock Community Center from noon until 4 p.m. Please wear your favorite Badger or Packer clothing and bring all your happy memories of Kevin to share. No tears, no sad faces. Kevin is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman and Jim Hine, stepfather Jeff Crook and Tina Dull, his sons Jordan Hoffman and Carter Jocelyn, sister Shania and Sam Olson, brother Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba, stepbrothers Jeff and Brianna Crook and Josh and Brianna Crook, and Jeremy Crook and Desiree Linz, grandparents Pete and Dolores Way. Kevin's family would like to remind you that if you or someone you know is struggling and needs someone to talk to, please call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday, August 23rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the old Avoca High School. Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall is survived by her daughter, Robin and Dave Dawenbaugh, her son, Jason and Terry, son-in-law, Alan McCarthy, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sister Norma and Tom Draves, sister-in-law Pat Bowen, Aunt Marie Rako, many nephews, nieces, and cousins. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, passed away Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery, with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis is survived by his children, Jack Diedrich, Connie Diedrich, Richard Diedrich, Denise Diedrich, Delta Erickson Diedrich, and Daryl Diedrich. Siblings, Jean, Bull, Thomas, and Nancy Moore, Kathy and Tim Geiger, Stephen and Helene Moore, David Moore, Michael and Kim Moore, and Mary and Brian Robeson. 10 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello.